has almost got Kelly Ripa in trouble. We'll explain.
And Fat Joe says all y'all wannabe rappers out there need to get a job.
Also, later on, I'm sitting down with the cast of Shooting Stars, the new film about LeBron James' high school days.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Okay, Brad, what's going on?
Okay, Tanner, let me tell you. Well, SZA, y'all, is opening up about her BBL. That is Brazilian butt lift, for those of you who don't know. And she says she loves being thicker than a snicker, okay? Oh. In a recent interview, she admitted there was no pressure to change her body, but one day she looked in the mirror and said to herself, I could use a little more ass. Mm-hmm. So she went and bought herself one.
Okay.
She even joked about treating her new donk like an accessory, SZA said. I treat my butt like a purse, darling. It's just there to enhance whatever else, and that's why I paid for it, because it works all by itself.
Okay.
I love her. Mm-hmm.
Me too. If it works for her, it works for me.
Amen. Exactly.
Yes. I wish I wasn't chicken enough to get one.
Me too. Gary, I think about it all the time. I would love one too, honey.
I'm just such a chicken.
A little. Just
me
a little,
too.
You know, yeah. Just enough. I don't want a lot.
What you stand for? If you're just getting a little, it can't hurt.
I'm scared the doctor might make my ass look like a woman's
They're
ass,
not
and I don't
do
want that.
I'm just too old not to sit down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm tired. Yeah. My feet hurt.
It'll heal.
Yeah, I've been upset on mine and broke mine.
It's gotta, be a better way. Gotta be a better way.
Yeah, that's
Can
okay.
you jiggle it, though? I wonder.
Oh, once it's healed, I'm sure you can do whatever.
Oh, really? Oh, well, girl, I guess.
Okay, but Brad, your thing been thangin' and thang back there for a while. A lot of people don't know that you got a big old cute little booty. Your booty.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if yours was a purse, what would it be? What kind of purse would it be?
She'd be a big old Birkin.
Okay.
She'd be a 50-inch.
Big old Birkin, baby. Yes, ma'am.
What honey. About you, Tamar?
Girl, I think mine would be a Louis Vuitton Never Fullback, flat and wide.
Oh, my God.
All right, moving on, honey. Andy Cohen, honey, is out here, baby, sending meat packages to Kelly Ripa while she's on set.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Yes, he definitely is, child. So on the most recent episode of Kelly Podcast, Let's Talk Off Camera, she said Andy sent her a photo of one of his men's eggplants, okay? Right in front of her executive producer.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing. So here's how she said it went down. So my work iPad is open, and I'm sitting here reading through my notes, and live executive producer Michael Gelman is over my shoulder trying to show me something,
Ooh.
And suddenly a complete erect penis pops up.
Oh,
my God.
How embarrassing. Everyone has that one friend who just can't resist sending an explicit pic. Mm-hmm. I know I have them.
I do, too.
Wait, somebody just sends you? Some people are sending you a pic?
All the time.
Yes, honey. I got one recently.
I need folder.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I do. My friends are crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. Something must be wrong with me. This is pretty normal.
That's what I'm screaming. It's very normal.
Yeah, Tamar, do y'all swap pics?
I swap pics with my friends.
Yeah, me and my friends do.
Wait, what?
Are you just like, look at this thing that I saw?
I'm like, oh, I seen bigger. I seen better. I seen,
exactly.
Let me show you this.
And we keep trying to shoot from that angle to make it look so big.
You got to do the angle. I mean, yeah, everybody does the
angle. Child, there's some large things
I got one recently.
Oh, you have to send that to me.
You want me to send it?
Yes, ma'am. Send it now.
Oh, Jesus.
So y'all should get y'all some new friends.
Exactly.
Wow.
Y'all don't know what y'all missing, baby.
Instead of a ring light, do you have a ding light?
I think some of them do. Some of them definitely have a ding light.
All right, so let's just say, right, you know, like, well, Joaquin, you know, executive producer of the show, like, happened to be over your shoulder while, like, one of these pictures come through. What's your immediate go-to excuse?
At this point, we call it. I'd be like, what you think?
Exactly.
I would be like, Joaquin, you know that ain't for me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen up, because Fat Joe is giving y'all some game about these wannabe rappers out here.
Uh-oh.
Now, Uncle Joey Crack said don't be bamboozled by the struggling artist who doesn't have a deal or a job because they're in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That man got to make some money. So, you know, somehow, some way they got to do it. So listen up.
Listen, if your man say he rap and he on the couch all day talking about he can't get a real job, but he don't have $1, no fans, no nothing, bro, you got to get a job. Ladies, come on now.
I mean, he doesn't sound wrong, right?
No, he's not wrong.
Well, he's a little off, though, because, like, you don't necessarily need a deal now to operate.
That's
because,
true.
Because, like, you know, really, you can, you know.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, hand-to-hand, fan-to-fan, band camp and all that good stuff. You just need a following.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
Hustle your way. He's coming from an old-school, like, approach.
Yeah, but how you gonna eat?
that day job until, like, you know, the side hustle sustains itself to where, like, you know, you're good.
You gotta have more than one side hustle.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Yeah. But people still get embarrassed, though, y'all. Y'all know
embarrassed to have a job?
Yeah, because they, like, a future rapper says, I just want to rap.
Yeah, y'all must be, like, snorting, like, fumes because now it's embarrassing to have a job. Y'all crazy.
Look at all the people that ain't working.
I don't want none of that. I want breathing the type of air you breathe. I don't want that.
Yeah. having health benefits
that
is
sounds
the
crazy.
Joint.
Yeah. Like, what?
Where did y'all work before everything popped off for y'all?
I cut y'all and said I ain't worked at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I worked at Merry-Go-Round for a couple days.
A Merry-Go-Round? Mm-hmm. Like what?
Oh, the store.
The store Merry-Go-Round.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Store Merry-Go-Round. Yeah. Not a circus.
I didn't know. I didn't know, like.
He's so white.
Wait, is Merry-Go-Round a store? I didn't know.
I think they were owned by Gadzooks
and
Jeans West.
You remember, like, the
old tree
and Merry-Go-Round?
I do.
You wasn't cool as you are now back then. You ain't wasn't around no black people yet.
Yes, what's your mama name again?
Sheldona.
Okay, Sheldona. Oh, yeah.
Look, we didn't have a lot in Broken Bow. That's all I'm saying. We didn't have a lot down there.
Oh, my God. Well, honey, Neo claims, honey, he's just not good enough, honey, to date Taylor Swift. So, y'all, during a recent interview, honey, with Shannon Sharp for his podcast, Neo claims, y'all, that he wouldn't date Taylor because it might leave bad blood between the two.
Oh,
and I believe that. Look at this.
Oh, Taylor don't want me. I'm toxic. She don't want me. I mess all that up for you, Taylor. All love.
Neo. He said he's toxic.
Well, at least he know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The devil knows his tone.
He loves women, and at least he knows it. Knowing is half the battle.
Hello.
Truly, really? Knowing is half the battle.
Really?
And it's one thing when you got sisters in your comments, like, hating and shading on you. You don't want, like, the Taylor Swift army or whatever she calls a fan.
The Swifties.
Swifties,
but why do you want to think that Taylor Swift would want a damn black man, huh?
She might not, but you know, when all that stuff came out, it was like, oh, maybe Neo should try to date Taylor. Uh-oh. People were saying that, so saying it probably wouldn't work.
Yeah.
No, honey.
But also, there's a common denominator. Same thing with Taylor Swift. Like, I like Taylor Swift, but when you have that many exes, there's always some kind of common denominator.
Yeah, but see, sometimes
record for Taylor.
Yes, but sometimes you sign yourself up on the Christian Jubilee and get mad because you signed yourself up at the end of it.
What
okay,
the Christian Jubilee?
Write your name on the roll.
Yeah, you put your name.
You know what you're.
You know what you signing up for
from the beginning. You knew you was climbing up the rough
come
side
on
of the
now.
Signing up.
Doing your best to try to make it in.
Okay? Yeah.
All right, well, moving on, y'all. Looks like rapper Lil Durk took a new hobby alongside country singer Morgan Wallen. Now, he recently shared a photo of him on IG and the country star decked out in camo as they showed off a fresh catch they snagged while fishing in Morgan's hometown of Tennessee with the caption, "Family is family. Can't nothing change that. P.S. I'm done with fish." Morgan also posted a photo of their fishing session while joking, "Durk done pulled up and taught me how to fish."
Oh. Yeah. That's an unlikely fishing duo.
Pair.
Yeah, right? You know? Yeah.
I would have never thought Lil Durk liked to fish.
Yeah.
Go fishing?
Yeah. Y'all ever been? Have you been fishing?
No, I don't like fishing like that.
You don't? Why? You don't have patience?
I would like catching it, but I can't get it off the hook and it's flapping and stuff. My heart.
Yeah, you got to have somebody to help you
then
do
you
it.
Then you got
to
gut it.
And then it got teeth. You got to put your finger in the mouth or something and take it.
Tamar doesn't do that.
You don't have to gut a fish? How you eat it?
Well, if you're going to eat it, you do gut it.
Well, that's what I said. You got
to
gut it.
Well, you only fish to eat it, right?
I don't like to eat the fish I catch.
You can catch and release.
That's what fresh fish is, though.
I don't want to do that.
But you don't want to work it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've seen, you know, we've went fishing. Caught fish and the chef makes the fish, but I don't eat that.
Did you go fishing with one of my cousins? Is that who you went fishing with?
Not yet.
Up next, honey, we go thirst trapping with Kendall Jenner, honey, and Rihanna. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all ready, honey, to spice things up? It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Well, okay, honey, who we got first, Tanner?
All right, okay. First up, we've got Kendall Jenner.
Okay.
She posed on a yacht, naturally, in a little black dress that bared her breast, says. Well, almost. It has a sheer top with little red appliques. Thank you, Brett. It's a sheer top with little red appliques covering her nipples. So what do you guys think? How thirsty is this trap? Let me just go ahead and start there. This is a trap.
Oh, thirst trap. The milk makers is out. The kids is thirsty. Let's go.
That's not a thirst trap.
Nope.
She's on a yacht, honey, so she's dressed for the occasion. She's looking cute,
honey.
Do you
have any appliques, Gary?
Right.
Yes, I do, honey, and I wear those all the time.
Oh,
I legit thought someone took a bread marker and edited the pictures. So that's actually there.
That's the outfit.
Those are stickers, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Appliques,
yeah.
Honey.
Appliques.
Yeah, it's pieces of material.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, definitely
thirst
trap.
Not a trap to me.
It is a thirst trap. Your whole group is out with no support, no help.
I would go to a party with this theme.
Well, I got to get a yacht, you guys.
Man, let's rent one ticket to Lake Lanier. Let's get it.
Oh, my God.
Y'all might not make it.
Okay. This next one is a little bit different. Now, our girl Rihanna, who's pregnant with her second child, went tongue-in-cheek for these pics. Mm. She's giving us some serious leg and rocking an oversized shirt that says, use a condom.
Oh.
Yes, while cradling her baby bump. Okay, so y'all think this is a third trap or no?
No.
Not at all.
It is.
It's giving fashion.
And honey, she airing out her like she's getting a baby some air.
But you can't see anything but legs.
Yeah,
skin,
but
thighs,
but
legs.
We don't know she ain't showing because it's all black, so we don't know.
Oh, Gary, it's not showing, honey.
Thank you.
In the picture. I'm sure you've zoomed, darling.
Okay. No, trap.
I definitely did.
All right, y'all. Up next is Pink. She dropped these two vacation pics and said, lake weekends and a new ridiculous bathing suit. If you haven't showered outdoors while your husband tries to scare you every 5 minutes, you haven't lived. Is this a thirst trap?
Not a trap. It's given naked and afraid, and I'm afraid because she's naked.
That.
Yeah, no, that's not a trap, y'all.
I don't think it's
that's
a trap.
That's a trap. How in the hell y'all gonna say that's not a trap?
What makes
that's
it a trap?
Because, honey, we can see her breasts and she doesn't have a top on. At least the other girl had a top on and she had appliques.
No, you can
she
see.
She does have a top
she's
on.
No,
top.
She don't have no top. That's just banana.
You gotta
thing.
Zoom in. That's a, those are not banana peels.
I'm looking
on
at
her
this
actual...
damn girl's tans marks right there on her shoulder. That's not a top.
Why do old people take
but
their glasses off to see something?
There? There's like a little thin. Like,
moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Not a trap.
He need a new prescription today.
All right. Last but not least is Kate Hudson. Now, she dropped these pics wearing just a thong and a book and said, sun's out, buns out. To which her brother Oliver Hudson said, Jesus, no, Kate. Then Kate replied, summer's just begin, Oliver. It's going to get wild. You should unfollow. So what y'all think? Is this a thirst trap or not?
Yo, Kate Hudson is out here trapping.
I'm here for her. I
she
love her.
She is trapping.
It's definitely a trap because she's showing her nipple, which is covered by a heart.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's...
Then she showed us her butt.
So yeah. Cheeks.
Yeah.
And she's reading a book you know she's not really reading.
Yeah. I'm here for her acting bad. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the spawn of Goldie Hawn. It gets like, you know, just a, what did they call that? A nepotism trap.
Yeah.
Because the mom's was fine.
We love some clappers. Okay. We also all love a good adventure. Well, check this out. Andrew Froin is heading to Sydney, Australia and Hunter Valley, and you can follow along. He's going to be interviewing White Lotus star Jennifer Coolidge at Vivid Sydney. And leading up to that, check out our Instagram page from June 3rd through the 10th for updates from Down Under.
And up next, I'm chopping it up with the cast of the LeBron James biopic Shooting Stars. So don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Teamwork makes the dream work in a new movie surrounding the legend LeBron James, and the team that pushed him to his dream is out now. Give it up for the cast of Shooting Stars. This is bigger than basketball. It's bigger than a sports film, man. If you had to break it down why people should see this movie, what would you say?
I feel like it just shows authenticity of like what a brotherhood really is. You know what I mean? Regardless of up and downs, man, still gonna have each other's back.
I was thinking about this just the other day, like being a part of a film like this, like a LeBron story, just shows you how special these guys are. They may not be a LeBron yet, but just to be a part of a story like that, they have a piece of that. You know what I mean? They have a piece of that greatness. To be, for someone to see them, to see him, to be LeBron, you have to see greatness within these guys.
Everybody in here has played basketball at some level. If there was a game of horse that broke out during you guys' lunch break, who's more likely to win that?
That's me. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. That's me. No matter what they tell you, you talking about horse?
It probably is AJ.
It's
horse.
Me, okay?
You talking about King
I make
court.
The craziest right, shot.
Maybe, yeah.
He do be. He'll bounce.
You'll do this though. You'll be like
jelly.
This is crazy.
Listen, I'm not gonna say who's gonna win because I don't want these kids like trying to bomb on me later, trying to steal on me later, right? It's obvious that a couple of them are gonna be pros, so those are the guys winning, right? Mook. And Mookie and Scooter, those guys are just amazing.
I want to run a game with you guys real quick. It's called This or That. I'm going to throw some names out there. You tell me who y'all rocking with. Bron or Michael Jordan?
Oh. Michael Jordan?
I'm going LeBron James.
LeBron.
LeBron.
Next question.
Coach Carter or Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Sure. Coach Carter's tough, though.
Remember the Coach Titans. Coach Carter.
Okay. What about Angel Reese or Flo-Jay?
I'm gonna have to say both, man. They both up there, man.
Oh,
they
he gotta wrong. Be political. I don't have to be.
Keep it a buck.
I think they're both fire, but she raps. And who's that's different? And she signed the Rock Nation.
Yeah, bro.
Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson?
Well, the greatest is Muhammad Ali, but I love Mike Tyson.
Muhammad Ali was fast, but once you got hit by Mike Tyson, it was over.
Yeah, you probably like. You ain't the same human no more.
Nah, your body's different.
Your head hurting. You're like this. Your thought process is a little different.
Dennis Rodman or Draymond Green?
Dang, that's boy. You should write a book of questions. let me just say Draymond. I'm gonna say Draymond. Really is Dennis Rodman, but I'm gonna say Draymond.
I want both. Give me both of my team.
Hey, yo.
Dennis.
Dennis, yeah. Dennis. But Draymond Green cool, but Dennis.
Yeah, Draymond cool. I like his podcast.
His podcast is crazy. He has 4 championships. He's like, he's cool. I like his podcast.
Now, let's just say if there was another athlete that can get the biopic treatment, who do you think deserves that?
Kobe. He lived overseas when he was younger.
Well, that's a good story.
That would be a raw story, bro.
He should be a writer.
That would be a raw story, brother.
Hey.
That would be raw.
Universal, hire him as a creator.
Say if the elevator door was closing and you had to tell people why they should watch Shooting Stars before it closes, what would you say?
Best basketball movie ever, man. Watch it.
Go, go, go!
Thank y'all for joining us. Shooting Stars is now on Peacock. Be sure you check it out. And stay tuned because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Timothy Chalamet might be happy with his new alleged girlfriend, Kylie Jenner, but his friends want him to run as fast as he can away from her. Now, while Kylie's family is reportedly supportive of the two, Timothy's friends are concerned he'll fall victim to the Kylie Jenner curse. You know what? Timothy has a bright future, and anybody who falls into the Kylie Jenner clan, they leave worse than when they arrived.
He ain't got nothing to worry about, honey, because they like black men, period. So, honey.
Well, maybe Timothy's just like fun. Too. He's fun, and she's enjoying their enjoyment.
Or maybe
time
she wants to
together.
Try something new like I did.
Well, that's true.
It works for me.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Okay.
But you know, girl. Huh? You know,
I mean, maybe, like, the dynamic is, like, you know, his friends miss him being outside. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. like, Kylie got 2 kids, so not only are you in a relationship with her, you also, like, kind of, like, not a new fun boyfriend who, like, the kids might have seen in Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it for him.
You don't think it's working out?
I just don't see it forever. I just see it as fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. Good for her.
Like, they're not long-distance date people, especially, like, on the younger side of things. Like, they don't really be locking it down until they get into their 30s and whatnot.
Yeah. I think it's a lie. Anyway, you used to this, but now you're getting dad. No.
What?
Yeah, some girls might really like that, Gary.
Yeah, well, everybody ain't Tamar neither.
They sure you got that right on today. Okay?
Gary, maybe... You ever tried that,
I
Gary?
I got nothing to say.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.